Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And listen, if you need advice on relationships, on work, sex, parenting, or more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com by clicking on Submit Strawberry Letter. That's all you have to do. And you never know. It could be your letter we're reading live on the air. Never know, okay?
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Subject: She's cute, but clueless. Dear Stephen Shirley, my uncle is 64 years old, and he's still got a lot of life in him. He recently got engaged, and the family didn't know he was that serious about this woman. She's cute, but she's clueless. She's 57 years old, and she got divorced about 4 years ago and doesn't know how to do anything for herself. She's never paid bills, bought grocery, or put gas in her car. My uncle thinks it's cute, but as he gets older, it won't be practical. My mother and I went to visit them after their engagement, and she was dressed in something that looked like lingerie. She knew we were coming, so my mother and I were wondering why she chose to entertain us like that. I asked her if she was going to do a wedding registry, and she said she doesn't need anything, but people could give her gift cards to Neiman Marcus or Saks because she had no use for kitchen appliances and vacuums. My mother looked over at my uncle, and he was smizing like that was okay. That led us to know that he sprung. She has 2 grown sons that did everything for her after her divorce, and they've even complained to me and my mom that their mother has lived a very sheltered life. Why am I so concerned? Because my uncle sits on several boards of civic organizations, and he's the local president of his fraternity. He has galas and social events where my deceased aunt used to go with him, and she could hold a conversation with anyone and represent my uncle with class. She was educated and accomplished, but his new fiance is just pretty. All we want is his happiness. So if you tell me he's happy, I'll leave it alone. But what if he's making a huge mistake? Should my mom and I have a heart-to-heart with him? Wow. Go ahead and have a heart-to-heart with him if you want to cause a major rift slash fight in your family. Mind your business, ladies. This has nothing to do with you. This is who your 64-year-old uncle has chosen to marry, and that's that. I mean, who are you to judge him, and who are you to judge her? He will not thank you for pulling him to the side and talking to him about her. He will resent you. And please stop comparing her to his late wife. His new fiance is not her. And now your uncle wants someone different, apparently, whatever that looks like. So leave them alone. Welcome her to the family. Make her feel comfortable. Let them live and be happy. I mean, you guys are being really petty and messy right now. So what? Are they happy? Are they happy? It sounds like they are. You said your uncle was smiling. He was smizing. You know, he thinks it's cute. Yes, I say get out of their relationship and let them live their lives. Steve?
Well. Seeing as how I'm in an uncompromising position, I'm going to have to approach this letter from a... Well, you know, I don't have a printer where I am. I'm at a very remote location. I'm on the air live. I can't do nothing that I want to do. I can't pull nothing up. I'm barely talking to y'all. So the way I'm going to have to do this letter is, give me the subject of the letter again, Shirley. Shirley's going to help me answer this letter.
Okay, she's cute but clueless, Steve.
Cute but clueless. Let's begin with the title, Cute but Clueless. I can't tell you the times where this was actually what I was looking for. As a young boy, nothing
pretty,
meant
not
more
smart.
To me than if I could find somebody cute and clueless. Lord have mercy. How has God gifted me with this right here? You mean to tell me this girl fine and don't know what the hell I'm doing? What? Believe everything I say? What? This is a dream come true. Now, this dream come true has just occurred for your 64-year-old uncle, who is 1 year younger than me. So this, I am right in this realm of expertise again with this letter. Matter of fact, nobody can speak to this man's heart, intentions, wishes more so than I. Because Lord have mercy, I'm a year older than him, but so much further up the road. Now, read the first paragraph for me, Shirley.
All right. Dear Stephen Shirley, my uncle is 64 years old and he's got a lot of life in him. He recently got engaged and the family didn't know he was that serious about this woman. She's cute, but she's clueless. She's 57 years old and she's got divorced. She got divorced about 4 years ago and doesn't know how to do anything for herself.
Stop right there.
Okay.
Lord have mercy. We done met this fine thing that can't do a damn thing. She can't write checks. She don't have no intellectual technology skills. She don't know what an app is. She don't do banking. She just fine and stupid.
Clueless.
Only problem that I'm starting to detect in this letter is your uncle, with all his credentials, well known in the social circles, sits on the boards of so many things.
Yeah.
And is the president of his fraternity.
Hang on, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, she's cute but clueless. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found at NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. Hey, ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month. It's crucial for us, especially as Black women, to focus on our heart health. We pour our heart and soul into every aspect of our lives, but often our own health takes a back seat. That's where Release the Pressure comes in. It's all about us, Black women, seeing self-care as an essential act of self-preservation. Whether it's for yourself, your family, or our community, your health is invaluable. Let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Here's how you can join in. Head over to iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. Let's make our health a priority. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP today. Together we can make a difference in our health and our lives. Join us and let's take care of our hearts together.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey everybody, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. But there's a great need for donations regardless of your blood type. Every day, the blood our people donate saves lives and eases the pain of those living with sickle cell disease. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
Life is full of unexpected moments, some joyous, some challenging. From car repairs to unexpected vet bills to everyday expenses, Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage life's everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you along the way. Enjoy 3% cashback rewards on your gas, groceries, and utilities, and 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? Breathe easy. With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And guess what? You can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Just head to Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify now. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card is your key to a world of convenience and is accepted at all your favorite stores where you can use MasterCard. Life isn't always smooth, but with Aspire, you'll never walk alone. Aspire is your faithful companion. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify for the Aspire Cashback Rewards Card today. Build, grow, Aspire.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. Finish up with your response. The subject is, she's cute, but clueless.
Now, Shirley, let's get to the part. Skip down in the letter to where you said she was cute and clueless.
She was cute and clueless.
57. There you go. Right there. There you go. Right there. 57. Okay. Go ahead. Read.
She's 57.
Read.
Okay, she's 57 years old. She got divorced about 4 years ago, doesn't know how to do anything for herself. She's never paid bills, bought groceries, or put gas in her car.
Stop
my
right
uncle...
there.
Okay.
Stop right there. Lord have mercy. This woman ain't paying no bills, putting no gas in the car. She don't do nothing. So now, a old fool, let me tell you what's going to happen. Because they anticipating that it's all going good right now. But as you age a little bit, dog, I'm assuming you're healthy right now. I am, praise God. But let's say you need a prescription. This heifer don't know where the pharmacy at.
What?
Dog, you finna die.
She's going to kill him?
Yeah, on stupidity. Cute and clueless is wonderful until you need knowledge and strength. Cute and clueless is wonderful until you need knowledge and strength. She don't know nothing. Go ahead, Shirley. Read.
All right. My uncle thinks it's cute, but as he gets older, it won't be practical. My mother and I went to visit them after their engagement, and she was dressed in something that looked like lingerie.
Stop right there. Y'all need to see how fine I am and quit questioning what he want me for. I done tipped out here in these furry slippers with the heels on them.
Uh-huh.
I done came out in here with this little short little thing on so y'all can see what he working with. Y'all trying to figure out why he got me. Well, I'm cute. And you need to see the cute ass outfit I got. And yes, it looked like lingerie because it is lingerie. Read, Shirley.
She knew we were coming, so my mother and I were wondering why she chose to entertain us like that.
Stop right there. Y'all quit wondering. I'm telling you why she chose to entertain y'all like this. Because she know y'all don't see what he see, so she decided to show it to you. Read, Shirley.
I asked her if she was going to do a wedding registry, and she said she doesn't need anything. But people could give her gift cards to Neiman Marcus or Saks because she had no use for kitchen appliances or vacuums.
Stop right there. Y'all know what's happening?
What's that?
I ain't saying you a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no brokens.
Book of Kanye.
She don't need no registry because she don't need no vacuum cleaner because she not doing no damn housework.
Okay.
Did not you hear in this letter, I am clueless. Clueless people don't do housework. And you could just give me mine at Neiman's cause so I can buy some more cute stuff to wear.
Yes.
Shirley, read.
My mother looked over at my uncle, and he was smizing like that was okay.
Stop right there. Ain't no fool like an old fool. He smizing. Smizing. That's a smile with a smirk with the eyes of a Cheshire cat. Like he finna go over here and lick all the feathers off this canary. Read, Shirley.
That let us know that he's sprung. She has two grown sons that did everything for her after her divorce, and they've even complained to me and my mom that their mother has lived a very sheltered life.
Stop right there. What this guy, what her sons got to do with this here? You don't even quote the sons. Your problem ain't the sons. All they doing is verifying what y'all is thinking. What y'all is thinking is she cute and clueless. The letter proves she cute and clueless. That's what your dumbass uncle want right now. Right. And I'm finna tell you something about your uncle. Read, Shirley.
Why am I so concerned? Because my uncle sits on several boards of civic organizations, and he's the local president of his fraternity. He has
Stop
gallus-
right there.
Okay.
Go ahead. Read that real quick, Shirley, because now we're getting to it. He has what? Gallus?
Yeah, he has galas and social events where her deceased aunt used to go with him, and she could hold a conversation with anyone and represent her uncle with class.
I done figured it all out. Here we go. This is what we have a problem with. He old. He trying to dip back into the fountain of youth. He done got this cute lady, but she clueless. He go to galas. He sits on the boards. That's what you concerned about? This alpha then set up in here and then found him somebody. I'm just going to tell you he's alpha. And I want to say that in hopes of pissing off Roland Martin. He's an alpha. Congratulations. See y'all.
All right, Steve.
Say Harpo.
All right. Listen, if you need advice, go to steveharveyfm.com, okay? And click Submit Strawberry Letter. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.